If you want to hear about the opportunities that we are presenting to our investors, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club. We scour for the best opportunities and present those only to folks inside the club, and that is the only way you'll hear about our deals and what we're working on. We'd love for you to be a part. Again, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club.
So you don't have to have money. Don't let that be an excuse. You can do it too. I am not that special, I promise.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Ryan Naris is a double graduate of Wake Forest University with an undergrad in psychology and statistics, as well as his master's degree. He's a self-made real estate entrepreneur who owns and operates 16 mobile home parks spanning 1,520 plus units. But here's the thing. He started with nothing. No money, no experience, no network. He was in his 20s with way more student loan debt than actual capital to invest in deals. He's just a normal dude, as he says. The only thing that makes him different is that he refused to quit, and he was willing to sacrifice. He found creative ways to make money while he scaled his business up. He was stuck in corporate America, but then he got out, and he wants to help others do the same. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I am pumped to share some pretty crazy stories with you in a very fast fashion, so it's going to be a good time.
Good. Let's jump right in. Where'd you start? Where are you now, and how'd you get there?
Yeah, I bought the lie. It's plain and simple. Study really hard in high school so you can go to a great college and then get a great job and then work really hard at that great job and you can retire on a beach somewhere. Well, turns out that was a lie, or at least outdated information, right? Like our parents, maybe it made sense to them when pensions actually meant something.
Right.
When you could go to college and work a minimum wage job and be comfortable, right? Like it doesn't exist anymore. So I worked really hard in high school. I went to a good university. I went to Wake Forest University, got employed by Wells Fargo, wonderful company, and I hated it. I hated everything about it. I was not meant for corporate America. It was a bad fit, and I had no money. I actually had more student loan debt than actual cash to invest in real estate. I had no experience. Seriously, like it was pathetic. I didn't even know what a cap rate was. And here I am trying to break into commercial real estate. And I had no network. So I had no money, actually negative money. I had no experience and no network. And I wanted to get into mobile home parks. And that was about 5.5 years ago. So July of 2015. So now 5.5 years later, give or take, I have now purchased 16 mobile home parks, roughly a little over 1,500 pads. I went from nothing to accredited investor, and I have 2 under contract at the moment with another 3 verbal yeses. Sam, we are rocking and rolling.
Dude, like, give us the recipe. I'm all ears. I want to learn from you. So what's the secret?
The secret is you have to learn how to monetize this space.
What does that mean?
It's really that simple. You have to find ways to make money. And to me, so I want to credit my friend Andrew Keel for giving me this nugget. He said every commercial real estate deal has 3 legs. Number one, you got to find someone who owns a piece of property who is willing to show up and sign the deed over to you. Number two, in exchange, this person wants a big fat check or at least a lot of money in their bank account, right? So in other words, number two, you got to have money. And then number three, you got to actually operate the dang thing. So what I realized with no money and no experience is that I could do 2 out of the 3 of those. I could bring a willing seller to the table because I had sales experience. I was a salesperson for 4 years and I loved it and I was skilled at it. So I realized I could do that. There was value there. And I also realized that I could go and operate a mobile home park because here's another wonderful quote. Everybody loves to talk about and actually make the babies, and people start disappearing really fast when it's time to raise the baby. And it turns out, as cool as that line is, oh, hey, you make all your money at the signing table. Yeah, that's true if you can execute the business plan.
Right.
If you don't execute the business plan, you have nothing.
Right.
So what I realized is I could actually monetize several things along the value chain. First off, getting someone to actually sell you a mobile home park, raising money. If you raise money, that's creating value right there. If you have a bank relationship and you can save on the interest rate or this, that, and the other thing, sign for recourse, that's value. If you're willing to go literally live in a mobile home park to chase your dream like I did, that's value. So you don't have to have money. Don't let that be an excuse. You can do it too. I am not that special. I promise. You can do it too. Everybody listening.
That's awesome. So what was your first step? You said, hey man, you heard about mobile home parks. I want to get into that space. I'm just not particularly brilliant. So I would probably just stare at the sky for a while and go, crud, now what? So what'd you do?
Easiest and hardest thing is just in two words, know thyself. You have to know yourself extraordinarily well. And it's the easiest thing in the world to go, oh, dude, skip that step. Skip. I know myself. What are you talking about?
Sure.
I'm 33 years old as of this recording. And literally last week, I learned a huge thing about myself that I didn't even know. I tend to ruminate on little things that make me angry, that kind of like, so for example, I have a delay in getting a permit to move a mobile home. I get angry. I think about it for hours. I have arguments with the silly bureaucrats who don't want to do their jobs in my head. And then it ends up working out. And I've wasted hours of my time having these fake arguments in my head. I didn't know I did that. Until I forced myself to go, wait a minute, why I could be happier. What types of things could make me happier? Less fights. Okay, less fights. Am I really getting into fights? No, I'm not. I'm getting into fights up here. And I'm 33 years old. It took me that long to realize that. There are things, people listening in, that you are doing that you don't know about yourself that are preventing you from getting to where you're going. And now here's the thing. The more crisp and clear that you are with who you are and where you're going, the easier it is to say no to things. Because the biggest excuse that I hear is, oh, deals are too expensive. No, they're not. Okay. The right deals are out there. But the only, and to everybody else, they'll seem like they're overpriced. But to you, for your strategy, they won't be if you pull off the business plan. But it all comes back to this. Know thyself. If you know exactly what you want, who you are, what you like, what you're good at, what you hate, what's going to de-energize you and make you want to quit, so you can outsource that and spend your time over here and be efficient with it, that is the foundation that you have to build on. And here's the thing that makes it hard beyond just going, oh, I already know myself, and just convincing yourself that you don't. The next biggest difficult part about that is asking yourself really, really tough questions. Like, am I actually really good? Am I actually really talented? Am I just being an arrogant SOB? Or like, you know, being really honest with yourself is really tough if you don't have a strong ego. And you've got to be that way, because if you're working a full-time job, trying to bust into real estate full-time, you have to be extremely efficient with your time. The best way to do that is to know exactly who you are and where you're going, so you can make quick decisions.
Right. So developing a game plan, not just for your business, but also for your own personal life, it sounds like was a key part of your strategy. That's fantastic. Yeah. And that's, I mean, I hear that over and over. We always hear that, you know, hey, let's focus on where do you want to go? I mean, without picking a point on the map that you're heading to, you're going to end up just driving randomly and never actually moving towards a destination. So knowing yourself, that's fantastic. So you went out and you said, all right, now I know myself. I've got a pretty good idea of where I want to go. What's next?
What's next is you formulate a strategy. You are rigid on that strategy so you can make quick decisions. And then you allow some flexibility to pivot in time. So basically, it took me 14 months to buy my first mobile home park. And we've been closing, say, 2 to 4 or 5 deals per year ever since then. And my strategy is insane. I am literally only looking in probably 4 states, major cities, so call it less than 10 cities. It has to be in a major city. And so like Charlotte, Atlanta, Asheville, and it needs to be at a reasonable price, which sounds impossible, especially because there's not a lot of mobile home parks. But now I'm at the point where, I mean, we've had 9 deals under contract so far this year.
Wow. Wow.
Almost exclusively in major cities. So anybody who wants to tell me like, oh, it's, you know, stuff is priced too high. Stuff is not priced too high. my strategy is really specific, really unique, and I've grinded out leads for quite literally years.
It seems like you could, in 4 years, you could almost have the address of every single mobile home park in all of those cities.
Yes.
I mean, so at this point, who's coming to the table that you haven't already talked to?
Funny story. I'm actually negotiating on a deal right now. I am one of two bidders, and I got a call from a broker friend of mine going, dude, I got a great deal for you. And I was like, oh, it's blah deal, isn't it? And he's like, how did you know? And I was like, because I'm one of those bidders. And he's like, oh, well, I guess the other bidder just called me and wants me to assign this contract. I was like, interesting. So I know my market well enough to not only be one of two people bidding, but also I know my broker base well enough so that when someone realizes they can't actually buy this mobile home park, I am the first call from this broker, and now I've got great information and I can hold strong on my price because I have intel. It's like they literally call this legal insider trading.
Sure.
Real estate is a legal insider trading business.
Right.
What I mean by that is I have information that is valuable now because I'm not trying to buy mobile home parks across the country. I'm not trying to buy anywhere in rural, secondary, or primary markets. I have a very specific strategy. There's only about 300 to 500 mobile home parks that I even want to buy,
wow,
that I'd even consider. And because I'm in this for life, unless something crazy happens, dude, I can grind out leads forever. I can go and have lunch and dinner and build friendships with people that aren't going to sell to me for 10, 15, 20 years. I'm going to be the first call. But the thing is, people want it and they want it now. And they don't want to go and know thyself and formulate a really specific strategy. So while I have a very tight bullseye and I can grind out these leads and have competitive insider information, I'm going to beat most people. I just am. That's the recipe for success. You just have to know yourself, have a great strategy, and be in it for the long run because it's not going to happen quick.
Right. Yeah. 14 months is a long time to grind out without ever getting one across the finish line. Most people after 3 to 5 months of this are really tired of bludgeoning themselves, against the wall, just say, all right, maybe this isn't working. Let's go do something else. But you proved that sticking with it works. How did you develop your strategy? I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, we built the strategy, but you also have to have some guiding principles that kind of put the parameters on that strategy. Did you go to industry partners? Did you read? Did you watch a lot of YouTube? Like what?
All of the above. Great question, by the way. And the answer is all of the above. So first off, I was honest with myself and I realized I don't have any money. And unfortunately, commercial real estate is a rich person's game.
Right.
But if you're willing to do things other people aren't willing to do, like literally go and live in a mobile home park while you turn it around and operate, because a lot of people don't want to operate. They want to buy it and then, pop the champagne and then get on to the next one. That allowed me to, in a backwards way, actually be a better acquisitions guy. Because I went and lived on the property and I learned it from the front line, I can underwrite better now.
Oh, wow.
So I'm gonna miss less deals than the office due diligence warrior, because I've already seen so many things happen literally in front of my own face. So how do you do all this, right? How do I formulate the strategy? Well, I was honest with myself. I don't have any money. I've got 60 grand of student loan debt and 30K liquid. I'm in the hole.
Correct.
Right. And $30,000 is like that, like on a deal I had earlier this year, we spent $36,000 in due diligence. I didn't even have due diligence costs for certain deals, right? So what does that tell you? What that tells you is I have no money and I need to quit my job, because as soon as I quit my job, the floodgates open and I went from working a handful of hours a week to making my dream my full-time job. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, deals are everywhere.
Right.
Like, no, they were always there. You just weren't looking because you only spent 5 hours max a week on your dream.
Right.
Like, whereas if you're going 40 plus. So in other words, I went, I've got no money. I need to monetize. Okay. How do I monetize? Find deals, get acquisition fees, operate deals, get some kind of promote structure. So that way you can have your sweat equity turn into money. And then I realized I need a lot of cash and I need a lot of cash quick. I need to multiply my capital, not preserve it. So this is one mistake I think a lot of people make, is they focus on cap rates. Here's my beef with cap rates. You can't earn yourself wealthy. What do I mean by that? What is a 10% return going to give you if you have $30,000 $3,000 a year,
right?
That ain't helping.
Right.
You need to multiply your capital. In other words, what I realized was I need opportunities that are going to explode in value. And I mean, double, triple, quadruple what I bought them for. And then I need to find ways to maximize my equity, because then come refi or sale time, that's cash for me that I can now grow a portfolio with. So my strategy was, I want to buy ugly, tough, hard, difficult properties that need a lot of love, heavy value add that no one else wants to touch, and they have to be in big cities. Here's why, because that's going to give you the biggest multiplication on your value. And if I'm able to pull that off, then with quite literally no money, with just sweat equity, doing crazy things like living in a mobile home park, having my life threatened, which was a crazy story for another day, dealing with all these ridiculous issues, what that did for me was allow me to sell a lot of my equity positions or refinance them, have cash, go do it again. And now I'm hooked, man.
Right.
I love it now.
That's fantastic, man. Ryan, you've got a great story. It's inspirational, certainly, but also full of practical how-tos. And that certainly, you know, is right up this show's alley and the types of things we need to hear. Here are the final four questions. If you were to summarize everything you know and distill it down into one piece of advice for an aspiring investor, what would that one piece of advice be?
Know thyself. But I already said that, so let's get you something new. Your risk has to match your reward. We already knew that. One extra piece of that, you've got to divide it by time. What I mean by that is, if it's going to make you a millionaire, but it's going to take you 20 years to do it, versus it's going to make you $100,000, but it'll take you a year to do it, do the math. You have to focus on your time, because you don't have enough of it.
Right. That's absolutely, absolutely true. What's one thing you're doing currently to stay on top of your game?
Just one thing. Well, yo puedo hablar español. So cada día I practice every single day.
Good for you.
Yeah. Let me tell you something quick. I'm not disagreeing with people who say, it's my country, you need to learn my language. Don't disagree with that. Just telling you that while you're complaining in the corner, I'm teaching myself this so I can make money on those folks that are here legally, abiding by our rules, paying our taxes, and just don't speak English, because it's a tough language to learn. So you can either complain or you can go and make money. And I'm sorry, but I've opted to go make money.
There it is, folks. If you hear anything on this podcast, hear what Ryan just said. You can complain or you can go make money. Man, that's awesome. What's one thing you're doing right now to make the world a better place?
We started a couple charities. We absolutely love giving back. This year, in the craziness of 2020, we wrote our first check for our partial college scholarship. We also do free food giveaways, help people build their credit for free. And we're in talks with rolling out a financial literacy plan as well. What keeps me going every single day is helping people. I want my legacy as a human being not to be that I was a rich man or started with nothing or this, that, or the other thing. No. When people think Ryan Nearest, when I pass away one day, I want them to think this guy was determined to make the world a better place because he was in it.
Man, that's awesome. Ryan, if our listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Like my favorite rapper Tupac used to say, I ain't hard to find. To my knowledge, I am the only Ryan Nearest in the world. If you Google my last name, it's N-A-R-U-S. That's N like nurse. My LinkedIn should be the first thing to come up. I'm a wide open door. Connect with me. I've got a ton of free content about how to own and operate mobile home parks and start with nothing. I don't care who you are, unemployed or the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. I will help you. I don't need a thing in return. The only thing I ask of you is please tell me that you went and kicked butt and thank me, because that is the best thing in the world, is to help someone out because you gave them advice and they went and actioned on it and it worked. So I am wide open. I don't care who you are. I'm happy to sit down and chat with you or talk over the phone or email you. I ain't hard to find, y'all. Come find me. I'm happy to help.
Ryan, thanks for your time. Certainly appreciate it. This was awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and hope to catch you on the next episode.